Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Joy Powers. Before the break, we talked about one effort to alleviate Wisconsin's nursing crisis. But the nursing gap has also been building around the world, like in the UK, where Christy Watson worked as a registered nurse for 20 years before becoming a novelist and pursuing writing full-time.
Following two novels, her latest book is a memoir of her time as a nurse. The Language of Kindness is a story of her evolution in the field, but also a meditation on the role nurses play in medicine and what the rest of us might take from the compassion dispensed along with more traditional medical care. Christy Watson joined us via Skype from the UK. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk.
Thank you so much for having me.
There are a lot of medical memoirs out there, but it seems like maybe very few are written from the perspective of nurses. What do you think we have lost by not often hearing that side of the story?
I think it's a complicated issue. I think that the layperson's perspective is often that nursing and medicine is quite a similar job, and actually it's completely different. They're two distinct specialties and two very different jobs. But I also think that, yes, we have lost some things. We've lost the value of compassion and care and kindness. And I think this has resulted in a lack of nurses, not just in America, but worldwide. We're having all kinds of problems in England as well. Because people aren't aspiring to be nurses because they don't really understand what the job is, because there's not enough out there about the job. And certainly literature and memoirs play a part in that, I think.
What do you think the misconceptions about what the job are? What do people expect from nursing, and how does it compare with the reality?
I think the misconceptions, because it's such a complicated job and it's very difficult to get into language. Nursing isn't just one thing or another. It's not a science or an art or humanities. It's all of the things. It's everything you can possibly imagine. It's maths and chemistry and biology and physics and politics and art and psychology and sociology and literature. And it's everything you can absolutely imagine in one job. So it's very hard to define, which I think is part of the problem, and that's been some of the issue. But at its core, since the beginning of time, nursing has been about kindness and care and compassion and helping those who need help.
And this is a period in our history where kindness and compassion are somewhat in short supply across the board.
Absolutely. And also our patient population is changing so much. We're aging at such a rapid rate. Our problems are becoming much more complicated. Patients aren't coming into hospital with just one curable disease that can rely on technology or drugs or advances in medicine. People are coming into hospital with complex social care needs, mental health issues. They're lonely. They're suffering with old age, with anxiety, with existential fear, with all kinds of issues, as well as physical problems. And so the medical model that we've used for so long doesn't work for these patients. And that's why nurses have never worked harder and never been busier, because these are the patients that need the technical skill that nurses have, but also the kindness and compassion that nurses have.
One of the things that really kind of strikes me is, you know, the world has changed in one sense in that today there are as many or almost as many women graduating from medical school as men in many places. But in most countries, the vast majority of nurses are still women. Is that a problem, do you think?
Yes, I think it's a problem. I think that it would be lovely if all jobs were gender equal. I mean, there's great benefits for that, but it also says so much about what we value and what we don't value and our value system in terms of gender, because 90% of nurses in the UK are women. We're really struggling with getting men into nursing. And I think that's because it's seen as somehow a feminine job. These traits of kindness, care and compassion are seen as somehow women's traits, and therefore possibly seen as less important. And that's quite a terrifying prospect.
Well, and with such a shortage of nurses in so many places, it seems like to essentially exclude an entire gender is, you know, missing out on a potentially enormous source of you know, alleviation for, you know, an enormous way to go at that nursing shortage.
Well, it's certainly not nurses that are excluding the gender.
Right.
We'd absolutely love men to join nursing. And, you know, I think it's harmful to masculinity to assume that men can't be kind and compassionate as well as technically able and skilled as the women nurses are. We would love more men in nursing. And so I think this is about society and patriarchy, and it's about misogyny overall. And I really do hope that more men do join nursing. It's such a valuable and varied profession, and there is something in it for everybody. But to assume that a particular trait is feminine or masculine is, I think, very, very damaging to society.
Your book is called The Language of Kindness. Do you look at nursing as its own kind of language?
I look at nursing as almost a faith in itself. It's a faith in human beings and people's inherent good. And it's a faith that you can love a stranger effectively, because you are actually giving that much of yourself as a nurse. You're going on a journey with this person. You're there by their side through the deepest, darkest hours of their life. And you're holding the hands of a person at the most significant and extreme and frail moments of their life. And so it is a language. It's a language that's difficult to get into words. It's abstract and it's quite metaphorical, but it is a faith in humanity.
What we think of as kindness has also evolved over time. I mean, you write about a point in the history of medicine and nursing when kids would be in the hospital and the thought was the most kind thing that we can do for them is not let their parents see them. Or not let them see their parents. How is nursing evolving to incorporate emotions, not just the emotions of the patients, but the emotions of the nurses as well?
I think that it's more acceptable now to cry with your patients than perhaps it was before. But that's also a kind of journey that I've been on, I think, because I didn't used to think it was very acceptable. I used to think that you have to have a stiff upper lip and really try not to express emotions because it would somehow make your patient feel even worse or the relatives feel worse. But I think it's really important to show how much you do care, because you really do care that much. And quite often you're holding back tears during some very difficult situations. And so I think it's becoming more acceptable in nursing to show that you're caring for your patient, but you're also feeling sadness for them, and you can cry with them and laugh with them and have all these emotions with them, to know that you are really traveling this journey with them while they're in hospital.
You describe your time in a variety of hospital settings in what we would call the emergency department, the pediatric ward, the special care nursery, oncology, gerontology, your work as a resuscitation nurse. How common is it for a nurse to move from one specialty area to the next?
Well, I didn't work in all those areas. I worked mainly in pediatric intensive care. And then I went on to become a resuscitation nurse. And as a resuscitation nurse, I went to all those areas that you spoke about.
Sure.
In the hospital. But during my pediatric intensive care training, I spent some time on special care baby unit as well, which was amazing. So I think there are these sort of hybrid jobs in most hospitals where you have something like a resuscitation team that travels everywhere from the staff canteen to accident and emergency to the oncology wards. And I think it gave me a very unique insight in a way into the hospital as a whole living, breathing being in itself. So I was able to glimpse all the wards and all the areas between the wards, from patient transport to the staff canteen. So that was very, very useful in terms of writing the book.
Why was it so important for you to write this book? Was there some hope that you don't write explicitly about a public policy challenge at the end of it, but would you hope your book makes a difference in some way?
I really do. I really hope that it has a positive impact on nurse recruitment around the world, because obviously we're in crisis. But also more than that, that lay people have a real understanding of what nurses do and have a really positive image, because we get many, many negative images of nursing. And it's newsworthy most of the time to hear about a nurse that's had bad practice or done something. But it's actually very, very rare. And most of the nurses in the vast majority of the time are excellent and provide absolutely excellent care to their patients, despite the pressures that they're under. Day after day after day, which I think is something to really celebrate.
Did I read correctly that you are in a process of helping develop a TV series on nursing?
Yes, which is very exciting. So I'm working with Mammoth Screen, who developed Poldark and Victoria, which were two big shows here. And we are working to dramatize a series about nursing based on the book, but loosely based on the book. And I really want to try and produce a series that is realistic and shows the job really as it is, not in a glamorous sense, not in a nostalgic sense, but actually this is what the job is, because I think it is very hard for people to know what nurses do unless they're either nurses or have a nurse in the family or they've been into hospital many, many times themselves. And then I think people do have an appreciation of just how hard nurses work and just how skilled they are as well.
There is a bit of over-glamorizing in a lot of the popular culture when it comes to how medicine is portrayed.
Yes, I agree.
Do you have any guilt, if that's the right word, about writing about nursing from the outside, or did it take leaving the profession to be able to write about it and your place in it?
Well, I'm still registered as a nurse, actually. So I don't work on the wards anymore. But I juggled nursing and writing and teaching for a long time because I found that it was quite tricky to leave. I didn't want to leave the register. But actually, I've come to the point now where I want to dedicate the next part of my life to advocating for nurses and to working in a policy-making sense, if at all possible. I've been asked to join an international campaign run by a Lord we have here called Lord Crisp, called Nursing Now, which is aiming to raise the profile of nurses around the world. And I'm really looking forward to getting involved in that kind of thing. So I'll still be dedicated to nursing, but not on the wards anymore.
I would think that you have a certain appreciation that most people do not when you or a family member has to have medical care, though.
Yeah, so the spark for this book really came from 6 years ago when I was on the other side of the fence and my dad was dying from lung cancer. And I'd been a nurse by then for many, many years, but it was only truly by watching his nurse and taking a step back. And the small actions that she did made the biggest difference to my whole family. And she still now is in touch with us. She came to my dad's funeral on her day off. She still pops in to see my mum now, 6 years after my dad died. She wrote me an email a few weeks ago saying that my dad would be forever in her thoughts. And so she made our whole family feel like we were the only family that she was working with. And yet, obviously, we weren't. She works with many, many families. And I suddenly realized, hang on, this is the job that I do. And this is the job that all nurses do. And they really give that much of themselves. And yet, I just hadn't considered how important and what a huge privilege it was until that point. And I think that's the thing that really spurred me on to want to write about nursing.
Well, Christy Watson, you have done a wonderful job, and it really does. It certainly opened my eyes, and I hope it opens the eyes of many more people. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Christy Watson's memoir is called The Language of Kindness, A Nurse's Story. It's out today, and Watson worked as a nurse for 20 years before pursuing writing full-time. She's also the author of two novels, the more recent of which is called Where Women Are Kings. We spoke with her via Skype from the UK.